So I'd like to officially welcome everybody to tonight's Platinum Health Product Tuesday Night Product Education Conference call. And the subject of tonight's call, we're going to be talking about a breast cancer battle plan. And in recognition to all the women out there who are fighting breast cancer and all the women that are trying to prevent getting breast cancer, we want to share some information that we find valuable and maybe helpful with you. We're really lucky to have Dave with us on the line tonight. He's probably absolutely exhausted. He's been traveling for a couple weeks. He did the LA event. He went straight and did the Florida event. He flew to Amsterdam. He did something there. He had meetings.
You forgot New York and Washington, D.C., but that's okay.
I'm sorry. He had a meeting in New York, then on to Amsterdam with meetings all day, and he had events in Oslo, Norway. He had an event in Upper Austria, and then I believe you're in Eastern Germany right now. Is that correct?
I am Erfurt.
Wow, I've never even heard of that. So I just said Eastern Germany. And
well, between Oslo and Austria and Germany, we had somewhere, let's see, 530 people between the three events. And so we're really well developed here in Europe. If anybody wants to cross sponsor in Europe, don't forget this is possible as long as it's Germany and Austria. It's really quite easy right now.
As most of our materials are in the German language at this time, but any of the EU countries, it's actually possible. So anyway, it is absolutely the middle of the night for Dave right now. I believe it's 3 in the morning, so I just want to thank him and appreciate him for taking time out to do the call with us tonight. So let's jump right into the subject matter, because he does have to pack and then actually head for the airport on his journey home. So
correct you, but it's 4 in the morning. I have already packed and I have not slept, but it's okay. I'm feeling good and I can't wait to wind it all up and start again.
Great. Well, why don't we just give some basic information? Why don't you tell us what is breast cancer? It seems pretty obvious, but why don't you give us a little bit of the technical here?
Well, technically speaking, the breast is a gland and it contains milk ducts, some fatty tissue, and a network of blood vessels. And there's more than one type of breast cancer. In fact, certain breast cancers affect different parts of the breast. For example, Paget's disease is a form of breast cancer where the cancer cells migrate to the nipple, and they can't be detected by normal examination, which Amy will cover in a little bit. The symptoms for Paget's include itching and redness and soreness, and it always indicates the presence of a ductal carcinoma elsewhere in the breast tissue. So in other words, the ductal carcinoma migrates to the nipple because it's the easiest place to infect. 80% of all breast cancer is infiltrating ductal carcinoma. And ductal carcinomas invade the surrounding breast tissue. They're discovered when a lump is found or after a mammogram is performed. So Paget's disease is not as common, but infiltrating ductal carcinoma is the most. Inflammatory carcinoma is another type where the ducts become plugged with a tumor. When this occurs, the breast becomes very tender and it appears infected. And this type of breast cancer spreads really quickly because there's a constant supply of nutrients because it's right in the blood vessel, so the cancer is fed. Now, a less common is intraductal carcinoma, and that's when the cancer grows inside of the duct. And this may or may not invade the surrounding tissue. That's because it is not growing as quickly. And the most rare forms include lobular carcinoma, tubular carcinoma, malignant cystosarcoma, phyllodes, that's a funny name, phyllodes, and medullary carcinoma, adenoid cystic carcinoma, and there are several other types, but these are all very less common. They are less aggressive. They're diagnosed and treated in a way that's really similar to the more common forms of breast cancer. They don't require any specific treatment different than the others. They are simply identified as having a different way of forming in the tissue.
That's actually really interesting because I honestly didn't know that there were so many different types of breast cancer. But why don't we talk a little bit about some of the risk factors or maybe some of the causes that are documented in research of breast cancer?
Okay, well, why don't I go first, and we'll talk about the recognized risk factors for breast cancer. which include the early start of menstruation. And remember, because so many of our daughters are starting menstruating as early as 8 and 9 years old, this means they will be at greater risk. So remember that and warn them and try to feed them right. Late developing menopause, giving birth later in life, a family history of cancer, obesity after menopause, or a high-fat diet. These are the recognized symptoms.
Also, breast cancer may be linked to the use of oral contraceptives. Studies have shown that women using oral contraceptives, or more commonly known as the pill, were more than 3 times as likely to develop breast cancer in their lifetime.
And remember, they have not done studies yet on the implant. I forget the name of it. Depo-Provera.
Oh, right.
But I'm sure that also comes with the same risk because of the effect it has on hormone balance.
Absolutely.
Now, we also have to understand that with the popularity of breast implant surgery, the silicon used in breast implants is known to cause cancer, and over 130,000 breast implants are performed each and every year, which means to a certain extent, and no offense, ladies, but you are trading a little bit of ego and appearance for a significant risk. And you have to ask yourself, you know, what are you doing? If you have breast implants, what are you doing to mitigate that risk through your diet?
Absolutely. And hopefully if you're getting breast implants, you should get the saline variety, not the silicone.
Exactly.
Also, alcoholism is a recognized risk factor for breast cancer. In fact, the New England Journal of Medicine found that consuming as few as 3 drinks a week increases the potential of breast cancer by 50%. So if you say, oh, I'm not really a drinker, I just drink a couple of drinks on the weekend, or maybe a couple drinks Friday, a couple drinks Saturday, you're actually increasing your risk of breast cancer by 50%. So that's definitely something to think about before you say yes to that weekend beer.
So you should drink Monday through Friday?
No, I'm saying if you only drink on the weekend.
Well, some facts you probably should know is that cancer of the breast is the leading cause of death from malignant tumors for women in the United States, and most breast cancers are present for 8 to 10 years before they can be detected as a lump or a mammogram, which is why this breast cancer defense diet that we're going to give you is so vitally important, because if you wait until detection, it oftentimes is too late. But there is some good news. 75% of patients survive breast cancer, and there's the bad news. Oftentimes, it's at the cost of their breast, a lumpectomy.
Right. And so the number, your percentage of survival is much, much greater the earlier you can find the lump or the tumor. And something that every woman should know, unfortunately I'm guilty of it, I don't do it like I should, but it's the breast self-examination, and that's something.
Why don't you take 1 minute, Amy, and scold yourself and every other woman who knows that this is vitally important, and you stick your heads in the sand and say, it ain't going to happen to me. Amy, ladies, do this exercise.
Absolutely. It is absolutely something so stupid. I eat right. I exercise. I take pretty good care of myself, but I don't do this, and it's absolutely something that you should every year. You go in for your exam, and they say, oh, do you do your breast self-examination? And you kind of sheepishly say, oh, not as regularly as I should. So that is definitely something that should make a routine of. Sometimes, like they say, a good trick is just on the first day of the month. You know, just do it, and it is important to do it on the same at the same time of the month, each and every month, because your breast changes with your cycle. And so, if you're doing it at the same time of the month, you're not going to be influenced by any changes that may occur during your menstruation cycle. So we all should be ashamed of ourselves if we're not doing that. So I'm going to try to start.
And the good news is that, you know, not all lumps are cancer. In fact, most aren't. And that's why it's so absolutely important to be diligent and have them all checked. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. And so if during your self-exam you find anything that seems strange or out of the ordinary, it's imperative that you call your doctor immediately and, you know, get in to have that checked out.
You know, Amy, what's important to note is that while Paget's disease is typically painful, most forms of lumps of cancer are not painful.
Painful.
So if you're doing a breast examination and you find that you have, you know, the lump and it is very sensitive, more than likely you're dealing with something that, you know, besides cancer. They're going to be firm and there will be a small lump and it will not necessarily cause you any sensation when you touch it.
Right, right. A lot of times, you know, you can have breast pain and tenderness, again, like I was saying, with your cycle, and a lot of times you may have fibroid cysts, you know, in your breasts, but your doctor can, you know, determine if you find something, if it's something to show cause for concern, but you definitely want to have that checked out.
That's absolutely right.
So
now,
what...
Amy, like we told you, everybody, men can also get breast cancer and should do breast self-examination as well. And, okay, I'm guilty. I have.
Okay, there. You should be ashamed of yourself, too.
I looked at him a couple times in the mirror, but that's about all.
Well, why don't we talk about some lifestyle treatment and prevention and things that we can do, you know, just generally, you know, to avoid or to help take care of ourselves?
Well, one thing, being physically fit appears to be one of the most important factors to help against breast cancer. So, Amy, at your 12% body fat and with those stone-hard legs, I'm sure that you're doing just fine. But not all women work out the way you do. So, ladies, being physically fit seems to be the number one protection against breast cancer. And, you know, all dark-colored juices like carrot juice, grape juice, berry juice, beet juice, all of these things are fantastic. Carrot juice contains beta-carotene, as we know, and our Carrot Juice Plus not only has the carrot, but it also has the rice bran tocotrienol, so we'll talk about those supplements later. We suggest that you watch your drinking water. A lot of carcinogens that contribute to breast cancer are in water. Drink pure water. And remember that a good anti-cancer diet actually contains a lot of whole grains and seeds and brown unpolished rice. Why? Because of that outer husk like is in the rice bran solubles. When you consume plenty of cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower, then you're going to be getting what are called sulfur compounds. And sulfur compounds help suppress tumors. Yellow and deep orange vegetables, cantaloupe, carrots, pumpkin, squash, and yams should be in your diet. Fresh cabbage, like eating...
Coleslaw,
thank you. And, you know, coleslaw, don't be afraid to, in your coleslaw, sweeten it up and put some shredded carrot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And in all around the world, fresh cabbage and carrot juice are two of the things that are used in juice therapy. Apples, berries, cherries, grapes, like I said, and plums all are phenomenal also because of their deep, dark pigment. Now, avoid consuming the following foods as much as you possibly can. And this is something I am going to beat this drum and ring this bell, and I'm going to keep pounding this into you. Get rid of processed and refined foods. This is anything that's been stripped of the natural nutrition, white rice, white flour, white, you know,
sugar.
White, all of that. And that's not good. Saturated fats, as we said. All the white, salt, sugar, flour. Try to use kelp or potassium substitute instead of salt. You'd be amazed at how good it tastes. Try to use agave syrup as opposed to refined sugar. I think you'll be really, really surprised. And as Amy said, eliminate alcohol. But what she didn't tell you, that coffee is a tremendous contributor to that as well. Correct, Mrs. Starbucks?
Yes. What if for every shot of espresso you have two or three green drinks?
If you had two or three green drinks, my dear, you wouldn't need the shot of espresso. Now, moving on
to nutritional supplements. Well, I attempt to balance it out because I like my Starbucks with three.
Well, I will give you, you know, Amy's not a morning coffee drinker. When she's working late at night, she does use a little bit of caffeine. And, you know, I'm not saying that's right because, you know, for me, it's all about green drinks, a little bit of Mac, some Revive It All, and some, you know, and to me that does it, but I've never been a coffee person.
Well, as I say on every call, and I've probably beat this drum more than anybody wants to hear, you have to use green food, some type of cereal grass as your basis, as your foundation of your nutritional supplement plan. So I highly recommend that everybody take a green food at least 2 to 3 times a day.
2's the minimum.
Exactly.
Amy, before we move on, though, I do want to challenge you. I believe that you suffer from adrenal burnout because you push yourself so hard. And I would like to have you try the Be Energetic, which will restore function to your adrenal glands. Try to go a week without coffee, and my guess is the Be Energetic will restore the natural energy that you need to carry you into the later part of the day. And I challenge everybody who's relying upon coffee, who wakes up tired and feels run down, get the Be Energetic. When you read about it, you will find out that most people suffer from adrenal burnout. The adrenal glands provide you with the extra energy when your muscle tissue no longer has glycogen. It is God's way of taking care of you. And we have burned out our adrenal glands because of the excess stress in our lives. So I've got off subject a little bit. But again, Amy, we all care about you. Let's get on that Be Energetic.
Okay, we'll give a report in a couple of weeks. Well, why don't we talk about some supplements in our Platinum line that we feel are pretty specific or that you should be taking if you're a woman that perhaps has breast cancer in the family, if you're a woman who's just, you know, concerned about breast health and well-being, or if perhaps you're a breast cancer survivor, like we had several women when we first joined the call say that they were. So why don't we start out first with the cherry and the aloe are two supplements that we talk about a lot. They're, you know, two of our superstars in the line, and you always talk about taking them together. And at first I thought that was just for mere convenience, putting the cherry and the aloe together and to make it more convenient, usually have more compliance, and therefore if you comply, you get better results. But tell us about a study that just came out that there's actually more than just convenience behind putting the cherry and the aloe together.
Yeah, you know what's really unusual is that so many times when I've made recommendations over the last 20 years, I've made those recommendations based on instinct, common sense, and and other factors, including, of course, some scientific input. But we have been recommending, I've been recommending taking the aloe vera with the cherry. Now, aloe vera has been shown to block the replication of cancer cells, and this is vitally important. There are many types of polysaccharides in aloe vera. There's 5 different, basically, lengths of polysaccharides, the very short length to the long length, and each one of those 5 different measured lengths has a specific impact on the body. Some suspend nutrients in blood serum, vitally important. Some stabilize blood glucose, vitally important. But the one we're interested in is the longer chain, which actually has been shown to block the receptor sites that cancer cells use to take nutrients from your blood. This is vitally important. Now, the cherry offers a separate benefit, which includes melatonin. Now, I've got to share this study with you. Everybody pay close attention. When melatonin is in an elevated level, an above normal level within women's blood serum, they have a greatly reduced risk of developing breast cancer, period. And when melatonin levels are below normal, you have a greatly increased risk of developing breast cancer, period. This is irrefutable fact. Now, I have been recommending mixing the aloe with the cherry. The primary reason I did that is because of the sugars in the cherry might cause a blood glucose spike. So I combined the aloe with it, which will stabilize the trans basically the transfer of glucose into the blood and slow it down because of those medium chain polysaccharides. However, a recent study out of Milan gives us another reason to mix these two products. When melatonin alone was given to women who were in breast cancer treatment, it was effective, but when they added aloe to the melatonin, its effectivity really dramatically increased. Now remember, the reason we're talking about melatonin is because tart cherry is the number one source of melatonin. There is more melatonin in one serving of tart cherry than you could get from a pharmaceutical dose of melatonin. Furthermore, Amy, tart cherry and everyone, all the people listening, not just Amy, tart cherry is nature's highest source of ellagic acid. You would have to have 2 to 3 bottles of pomegranate juice, which costs way more than cherry.
Oh, yeah.
To get the same amount of ellagic acid. And more importantly than that, perhaps one compound called
parallel alcohol
that can't be found in any other food is also abundant in tart cherries. The reason this is important is because the Hollings Cancer Research Institute has shown that those two chemical compounds that are typically produced in our body and can also be found in tart cherry are the only two compounds ever tested that work against every known type of cancer. I'm not saying our cherry does. I'm saying ellagic acid and parallel alcohol have been proven to work against every known type of cancer.
And that our cherry naturally contains.
Exactly. That our cherry is nature's richest source.
Absolutely.
It's a good way to start with aloe and cherry.
Absolutely. And we would recommend 2 tablespoons of the cherry mixed with water. You can also mix it with juice or a smoothie. Is a smoothie okay, or is water the best?
No, a smoothie's fine. Just
okay. So 2 tablespoons of that probably an hour before bed, and take 1 teaspoon of the aloe vera and mix it in with the cherry. Now, if you're you know, worried or you have breast cancer history in your family, would you recommend more than that or just the stated amounts?
No, I think that the stated amount, I'm personally might, you know, I always take 2 teaspoons of the aloe vera. I don't know, just because I have greater access instead of 1 teaspoon.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, since that's what I do, I would say, yeah, absolutely, don't be afraid to increase the aloe vera content, but I think the cherry is enough.
Okay. Well, let's move on to another superstar in our line, and that would be our superstar period. It's chlorella. Tell us a little bit about chlorella and cell division and all that good stuff.
Well, the way that cancer replicates is basically it keeps dividing, and it hyper division. And so chlorella has been shown to contain a compound which is actually regulates cell division. It's called the chlorella growth factor. And because of this, chlorella is a phenomenal adjunct to any anti-cancer diet, regardless of the type of cancer, not because chlorella fights cancer, but because chlorella actually reprograms our DNA with an RNA, which is a ribonucleic acid, similar to the DNA in humans. And chlorella is the only plant source that contains a significant amount of DNA. That's right, DNA in a plant. And chlorella is the only plant that has it. Because of this, the ribonucleic acid is able to act similarly to our own DNA and has offered amazing protective benefits, as I said, against all types of cancer. So if you don't want those cells to replicate so quickly, if you want to slow it down while your body battles it, you know, sometimes just slowing it down, giving your body a chance, is what you need.
Absolutely, and we recommend to take 15 to 30 tablets. And before you say, oh, my goodness, how in the world am I going to do that? They're little, tiny 200-milligram tablets. So basically we're recommending 3 to 6 grams of chlorella a day, or 15 to 30 tablets. Now, Dave, if you're going to take the 30 tablets, would you recommend 15 in the morning and perhaps 15 before you go to bed at night, or just all 30 at one time?
No, I would definitely feel comfortable splitting them up. And remember, Amy, that a good multivitamin that comes from natural food is non-existent. So what we recommend, because nutritional deficiencies, it's important to correct them, it's been shown that you know, quality vitamin C and quality tocopherols or vitamin E are vitally important to the immune system. So if you're going to take the chlorella and you want to round that out, remember that chlorella is very rich in beta carotene.
Right.
And if you add our rice bran solubles, you're going to be getting the B vitamins and the vitamin E equivalents. So then add to that the C from nature, and you have got a potent natural multivitamin that covers the wide range of A, B, C, you know, and E, and it's all from food. And so this might be something that people would consider as well.
Absolutely. And if you're taking your green food, you're getting a lot of minerals and trace minerals in your cereal grasses, so you're covering your multivitamin and multimineral.
Absolutely.
Now, another thing, well, we're definitely going to talk about women's defense, but I want to save that kind of to the last. But let's talk about flaxseed, which there's been a lot of research that there's some special compounds in flaxseed that help protect against breast cancer. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
You know, all of you ladies who are breast cancer survivors, you know what tamoxifen is. Of course you do. And tamoxifen is what they recommend that women take after they have had a lumpectomy or a surgery to remove a tumor, a cancerous growth. And it is supposed to prevent the recurrence of cancer post-operatively. Well, I want to tell you that there is an awesome study that came out that showed that the lignan, that is the outer part of flaxseed, that the lignan is actually more effective than tamoxifen at suppressing the regrowth of tumors post-operatively. And
wow,
this is phenomenal because, remember, we said it takes so long to detect it. Once it's detected, surgery is necessary.
Right.
If you want to make sure not only that you survive, that you recover, but that you survive, I think that every woman, either pre or post-surgically, needs to add a half a cup of fresh organic golden flaxseed, put it into a grinder, grind it down. It makes about 2 tablespoons, and add that to a smoothie, a salad. It doesn't matter, but every single day, you got to get your flaxseed.
And what's nice is flax is so economical compared to, I'm sure, the prescription drugs, which may or may not be covered by insurance, or maybe you don't even have insurance. So the flax is something that it's very, very economical and very, very therapeutic. And there's so many other benefits like, the soluble fibers, et cetera, et cetera. We
the
on.
Lowering of cholesterol. But, Amy, tell them the dirty secret about that high lignan flaxseed oil.
Basically, there's no such thing, right?
Exactly.
So we totally recommend, again, we're a whole food company. We believe that the way, you know, God made it is the way, and the way nature intended it is the best way to present it to your body. So we recommend grinding the flax seeds daily, not buying, going out to the health food store and buying the oil, which may be rancid, and not paying extra for the high lignin flaxseed oil. Just get the golden flaxseed. Make sure you're getting an organic variety. And
there is no lignan in flaxseed oil. They add a little bit of
bit
the outer husk, and they grind
back
it up. And if anybody's ever used this, you use your whole bottle, and at the end there's a little bit of mud. And
at
that
the
little
bottom
mud at the end is the lignan they added.
Absolutely. So basically it's
ridiculous.
Just a waste of money. Waste of money. So now let's talk about Women's Defense. Women's Defense is a powerful combination of natural herbs and plant extracts that we synergistically combined that really can act to protect against breast cancer. I know that you've been talking a lot. This is part of your European presentation. So do you want to take a few minutes and go in depth a little bit more about this superstar product, Women's Defense?
Well, the first thing we did is we went to the kingdom of mushrooms. Now, the use of medicinal mushrooms in general isn't ever directed against a single disease. In fact, that is a Western medicine type of approach. The great thing about mushrooms is that they establish balance in your homeostatic systems. In other words, they help the enzyme system. They help with water retention, electrolyte balance. But most importantly, they supercharge and balance the immune system. They will not let you create too many immune cells. They will not let you have too few immune cells. I'll give you another example of how awesome mushrooms are. They could lower blood pressure in people where it's too high and increase blood pressure in people where it is too low. They are adaptogenic.
Wow. Now, just like our green foods are adaptogenic, or ginseng
exactly,
is adaptogenic.
And white ginseng is adaptogenic. Now, we have actually included 8 different types of therapeutic mushrooms. Now, the maitake is phenomenal. It actually grows at the foot of oak trees, and the Japanese named it maitake because it looks like it dances as the wind blows. And maitake is really phenomenal because it has traditionally been used to enhance the immune system, regulate blood sugar, glucose, insulin production. But most importantly, modern science has concentrated on its benefits for preventing heart disease and supporting people with type 2 diabetes. But for the purpose of this discussion, maitake has a phenomenal anti-cancer effect in its compounds. For example, griffalin is also known as the maitake defraction. It's sort of a beta-glucan polysaccharide. Beta-glucan is what you find in our activated barley. A polysaccharide is what you find in aloe vera. The combination of beta-glucan and polysaccharide is very, very rare. And so the beta-glucan polysaccharide doesn't appear in any other plant or even any other medicinal mushroom other than this maitake. And Dr. Hiroki Namba, who's the doctor of biochemistry at Kobe University, did a significant number of studies that showed that maitake has a phenomenal preventive effect against cancer growth and has also been shown to halt or reverse the growth of cancer cells and is really, really one of the few foods that has been proven to do that, although we have put others in this product. As an afterthought, Dr. Namba, not an afterthought, but to this discussion, Dr. Namba also has used this effectively in people with AIDS and hepatitis. But getting back to cancer, a clinical study showed that people between the age of 25 and 65 who had cancer and tumors showed a 73% reduction in breast cancer patients. That means 73% of breast cancer patients between 25 and 65 showed that the tumors actually shrank after taking this mushroom. 67% of lung cancer patients and a smaller amount, 47% of liver cancer patients. Now, we've also included reishi. Now, they call this lingzi. It's another name. And lingzi supports the liver. It reduces hypertension. It alleviates arthritis, and it has been used for over 4,000 years and is considered one of the 10 most important plants in all of Chinese medicine. Now, it is considered the most potent natural cancer therapy among all of the mushrooms. Clinical studies have shown that it has been effective against cancer, heart disease, hepatitis, bronchitis, and heart palpitations. And so there is a protein that's been isolated from reishi, and it's called lingzi-8. And it actually is really phenomenal, and this lingzi-8 is very similar, perhaps, to the maitake defraction in its benefit to the body. The next mushroom, and excuse me for talking fast, we have a lot of material to cover, and I am headed to the airport soon. The shiitake mushroom has an obvious cancer-fighting polysaccharide, and they've named that lentinin. And lentinin is, I mean, the scientific studies on this are really significant. It shows a strong antiviral property based on the RNA of the mushroom. And this is vitally important to help support your body's immune system. So there's not a specific compound and specific studies that show that it fights, you know, that it fights cancer, but they did identify the polysaccharide lentinin, and that lentinin is being studied and has shown tremendous, I guess, promise, but the studies are not complete. The studies that have been complete, however, show that it has powerful antiviral properties, and oftentimes viral infections are, you know, are going to be a secondary problem in people with a weakened immune system.
Right.
Now, one of the most amazing-looking mushrooms you'll ever see is called lion's mane. Now, lion's mane has typically been used for neurological problems related to aging. However, it has also been shown to be very, very important, for example, the digestive tract. And the reason that we have added this is because in the digestive tract, we find that the proper breakdown of foods is vitally important, and guiding those foods in a way to where they don't feed the cancer. So lion's mane actually helps your body use food and not direct it toward the cancer cells. So it doesn't actually fight cancer. It actually helps your food digest without being used by the cancer.
Wow.
And it's sort of a blocking agent in a way.
Exactly. So if you can shut off that nutrient stream, then sometimes the cancer will begin to shrink and die.
Yeah. Now, there is more effective, like, receptor site shutdown that we're about to talk about. The agaricus mushroom is found in the Brazilian rainforest. These mushrooms come from all over the world. The last mushroom I was talking about, for example, grows in German forests. Now, the awesome thing about agaricus, it has the highest percentage of anti-mutagenic polysaccharides, which means that it is a preventative property. It will stop the cells from mutating, and cancer is a cellular mutation. Now, Japanese scientists have reported unbelievable positive properties in stopping the growth of and helping turn tumors into a remissive state, even when there is a high state of progression, especially in breast cancer. Again, I want to tell you, in breast cancer, even when there is a high state of progression, this agaricus mushroom has been shown to have the most unbelievable properties in stopping the growth of breast cancer. So when I was talking to you about blocking agents, a different pathway than lion's mane, far more scientifically proven than lion's mane. Lion's mane wasn't an afterthought, but it's not the superstar of this compound. It contributes in a small way. Agaricus, however, is absolutely off the chart. Now, agaricus has also been used for chronic hepatitis. In fact, when used with cordyceps, it is a highly effective natural treatment against hepatitis. And guess what? We have also included cordyceps. And as I told Amy earlier, cordyceps are part of the energetic, and cordyceps help to recharge your adrenal system. When you are raising your immune function, or when you are using your immune function, it's because your body is under stress and your adrenal glands get burnt out. Amy, remember when we used to go down and visit Bernard Jensen all the time?
Absolutely, right.
And remember how he'd pull me next to him in his bed and he'd just tell me in that voice, and remember, he taught us all about recharging. Yes, the adrenal glands. And what was his number one recommendation?
Cordyceps,
white ginseng, and bee pollen.
Right, absolutely.
And so the cordyceps are included in this medicinal mushroom group, obviously, for that ability to recharge your energy, because you're going to need energy to fight this disease. Now, turkey tail is another medicinal mushroom, and it takes a totally different path toward blocking cancer. It has very similar properties to maitake, and it also has anti-cancer effect based on polysaccharides, but they are not beta-glucan polysaccharides. And so it does the same thing, but with a slightly different form of polysaccharide, which means if one form isn't effective, if the pathway that one form takes, it is clear that there might be another pathway that the other form takes, and we, as they say, try to have all of our bases covered. Now, last but not least, tremella is a mushroom. It's called a silver ear mushroom. Now, you know what's amazing about tremella, Amy?
What?
Is it is loaded with vitamin D. And how many natural
vitamin
foods?
Vitamin D?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, how many natural foods contain vitamin D? Now,
like,
we've all seen
none.
The studies.
The fortified milk.
not. So the bottom line is we've all seen the studies that show that vitamin D is the most preventive single nutrient against cancer. There is no single nutrient anywhere in your body that is greater at preventing cancer than vitamin D.
Wow.
And it's amazing. And this is why we've included Tremella. But there's a little bit of fun history about Tremella. The most beautiful Chinese woman in existence, she lived between 719 and 756. She lived in the Imperial Palace. And again, considered the most beautiful woman in Chinese history, she was said to use Tremella mushroom for her facial and body maintenance. She would take it internally every day. And by the way, Tremella is probably the most active ingredient in cough syrup. And it helps treat a number of cough-related conditions like asthma, dry cough, and, as the Chinese say, heat in the lungs. And so it is a beauty secret, I guess, for skin, and also helps build strong bones. Now, surprise, surprise, vitamin D, strong bones. Yeah. So traditional Chinese women have been taking Tremella mushrooms for years and years, and that's why their skin is so soft and pliable and moist.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. That's very good to know. And another reason why we should all take Women's Defense.
Exactly. Now, one of my other favorite ingredients in Women's Defense is Una de Gato, or cat's claw. Now, cat's claw is perhaps the most revered herb in all of South American medicine. And recent studies obviously show that cat's claw does have a favorable effect in its ability to boost the body's immune system. Now, many people know that it is more famous for helping avoid heart attack and stroke, that it lowers blood pressure, increases circulation. But I'm telling you, recent studies show that it has been used to fight cancerous diseases. It creates menstrual regularity, which we said menstrual irregularity is one condition that might contribute to breast cancer. Now, we have included the isoflavone containing compounds that come from red clover, that come from fermented soy, and that come from organic sprouted soy. This is a three-pronged approach to providing the same component, which is a phytoestrogenic quality, which will allow your body the raw material it needs to balance your hormones and to balance the estrogen levels in your body, because we all know that when your estrogen levels start bouncing around, that this creates a high risk factor for the cancer cells. And this is why early menstruation and late menopause are both linked to, but not causative, just linked to, this, because they cause hormonal imbalances. And the phytoestrogen in these foods is vitally important. Now, the final ingredient we're going to cover in Women's Defense is called superoxide dismutase, the master antioxidant enzyme. A superoxide is a free radical. It is an oxygen singlet. And remember that free radicals damage cells and contribute to the proliferation of cancer. Now, our tart cherry, it must be noted, attacks free radicals from the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, the highest oxygen radical absorbance capacity of any food ever tested, more than 3 to 4 times that of a serving of blueberries, meaning you would need 3 to 4 servings of blueberries to get the same protection. However, superoxide dismutase is an enzyme. It's an antioxidant enzyme. And when we break down the name, think about it. Superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme that stops the mutation of cells. I could give you the cascade. It goes something like this. Superoxide dismutase will actually convert the free radical into peroxide. And then peroxidase, another enzyme in the body, will contribute a hydrogen atom to that free radical, which is what's making it so radical, is it doesn't have all of the electrons and neutrons that it needs. So it contributes a hydrogen molecule, and transhydrogenase, which converts hydrogen-bound molecules, will contribute a fat molecule. Then fatty acid oxidase, which helps to convert fatty-bound tissues, will convert it into a compound that's easy for catalase, which is the most common enzyme in the body, that moves it into the urinary tract, and all of a sudden, this cancer-causing compound, bingo, bango, bongo, is out of the breast and into the urine, and that same compound cannot harm the urinary tract.
Wow.
So the superoxide dismutase that we use is glycidin. Glycidin is the only SOD clinically proven to enter the mitochondria of the cell. Guess where we need the protection? Inside the cell.
The cell, exactly.
And so it stops the mutation of cells, not from the outside, hoping to be a guard at the gate, but from inside.
Right.
And that's amazing. So this product that we call Women's Defense is not just for women. I'm telling you, when you read those ingredients, you have to ask yourself, you know, why do we call it Women's Defense? Why don't we just call it Cancer Defense? Because
right.
It is truly phenomenal. And remember, Amy, that we are recommending a fairly simple program here. Aloe and cherry before you go to bed, some flaxseed mixed in to your food, and a few chlorella tablets
right.
added to your diet.
And then two capsules of Women's Defense daily. Now, if for all ages of women, should they stick with the label recommendations of the two capsules, or should there be a point when you ever increase that on the Women's Defense?
I think on the preventive side that the two capsules is fine.
Okay.
I think that once you start getting into an actual battle, I think that you might want to consider increasing the quantity.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. We are running really short on time here because I know you have to go. I wanted to mention one thing that I even forgot to mention to you earlier when we were talking about it, that a lot of times if you're battling breast cancer or someone in your family has breast cancer, it's an extremely emotional time in your life. Depression, anxiety, and fears are common, and so that I would totally recommend incorporating the number 16 into your nutritional supplement regimen. Wouldn't you say so too, Dave?
Yeah, remember that I'm a big believer that everybody should buy a pack of number 16, take 4 a day for 12 days till it's gone, and then buy a second pack that they keep with them at all times in the case that they come into an emotional, stressful, or a fearful, or whatever it is. You know, that this stuff is so amazing that I have had people call me and tell me that their innate jealousies have gone away because their fears had gone away and their insecurities had gone away, the nervousness before a test had gone away.
Wow.
One person even took it before proposing to his girlfriend.
That's cool.
So it really helps balance emotions. And Amy, it's really awesome that you remember that, because it's something we typically don't think about. And that is the holistic approach always includes, you know, physical, emotional, and spiritual approach. And the emotional side is something that that can clearly be relieved by number 16, with StressX, and this is, ladies and gentlemen, a cancer preventive battle plan. And I want to remind you that we do not intend to cure, mitigate, or prevent disease. Your body can do that.
Absolutely.
We only provide your body with the raw materials that have a scientific foundation for supporting balance and immunity, and then we stand back and let your body do its thing. This is not medicine. This is food, and this is the food that your body needs. Perfect balance, and that perfect balance will then unleash a powerful healing mechanism that no combination of medicines or vitamins or mineral supplements could ever replicate, because your body is, as I said, an innately healing machine once we provide it with the proper fuel. And philosophically, I'm not sure that anybody could disagree.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, great. Well, I think, did you want to talk to super fast about if you choose surgery, what to do, and then also any quick recommendations if you choose chemotherapy or radiation as modes to fight if you've been diagnosed with breast cancer?
Well, clearly, there are protocols that need to be followed in each of those that are really intense, and I wouldn't pretend that I could give them right now entirely, but if you're going through chemotherapy or radiation, you cannot be taking powerful antioxidant foods during that time because they will stop those treatments from being effective.
So wait a minute. Say that one more time. If you are undergoing radiation right now, like you do not want to take powerful antioxidants at the same time or on the same day you're taking your radiation treatment?
In fact, I suggest a three-day window before and a 24-hour window after. So
okay,
there needs to be a four-day blackout period.
Okay.
Other than those 4 days, let it roll.
And basically, antioxidants, we're talking green food, whether it be cereal, grass, spirulina,
chlorella,
we're talking anything.
The aloe, the
cherry.
All the vitamin C.
C.
The rice bran solubles.
Solubles, right. So
yeah, those are all powerful
antioxidants.
Now, remember that the mushrooms, however, have been shown that the SOD, the superoxide dismutase that we add into the women's defense is a powerful antioxidant. But many of the mushrooms found in women's defense will also have chemoprotective effect. In other words, if you are taking this product, and I don't mean in those 4 days,
mm-hmm.
but if you are taking this product, you are going to find that your body will recover faster and you will not have as much collateral damage from these therapies as otherwise might occur.
Mm-hmm.
So with just a few minutes left, I would like to unlock
okay.
the phone lines and open this up to our listeners.
Okay.
If you do have a question and in order to please speak up.
Anybody have a question out there tonight?
Yes, Dave, this is Barry.
Hi, Barry.
How are you doing, then? Thank you for the information. My sister-in-law, just told my sister-in-law that she had breast cancer last year and had surgery. And it seems so it has metastasized and moved down into her bone and groin area. Now, I was telling her before, because she's doing radiation, I know they say every day to help to limit this I can try to correct the situation. But I'd rather to take green food and red every day. But from what you're saying, she shouldn't be taking that every day?
She should have those blackout days prior to 3 days prior and 24 hours following so that you will not interfere with the effectiveness of the therapy.
Now, what about chemotherapy? Is this just radiation? Or?
Right now, she's just going to do radiation. But what I'm trying to find today, what does she eat during that time? Because she's going every day for, just about every day, every other day for radiation. What does she do?
You're saying every other day, but then she has to take a rest period.
Right.
And when she takes that rest period, that's when you load up on these things and you rebuild the body.
Okay. So there's nothing during the time when she's on radiation or chemo.
4 days in total. I meant the 3 days.
3 days
before,
day after. 1 day after, before she touches that.
Exactly. And of course, the time that she's under the treatment is like a sandwich.
Right. Okay. So what I will do then, I'll give her a buzz tonight. And
do me a favor.
Yes.
You make sure that she's getting a lot of emotional support, okay? You
oh, yeah, that we're doing. You know, we have tremendous amount of love going out to her.
Can you help her to visualize and pray
yes.
about this? And I
prayer is one thing we do.
We're going to beat this thing, okay?
We believe in prayer seriously, and we do that. But I'll call you when you get back. When you'll be back in your office? I know you're traveling.
Tomorrow at 5.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you a buzz because I have to get the protocols to her anyway and everything else.
Awesome.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me after the radio show on Thursday?
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
Any other questions out there tonight? We can probably maybe take two more questions.
Okay. This is Janet, and I've had breast cancer.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. And mine was estrogen receptive, and I've been told to avoid soy, so I have been taking a lot of the other things, but not the women's defense because of the soy in it.
Exactly. And we had to make, I'll be honest with you, man, I wrestled and wrestled and wrestled as to whether I wanted to include that soy.
Yeah.
I mean, I meditated and prayed, and it came down that the product would be better with it, that would eliminate some people from using it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm telling you, sometimes
I wish
that the soy wasn't in there, just because I don't know how I feel about soy.
Right.
But it was really hard to ignore the science, you know, really hard to ignore the science.
Well, I'm taking all the other things, but I was also just going to say that when you're in radiation, you have radiation every day, unless your skin is burning. And so to answer that previous question, they would have a hard time finding a window until the treatment's over.
You do have to wait until it's over.
Yeah,
that's
radiation
what I was
is
saying.
Daily.
It's you know, leading up to and following, but it cannot be during. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes. And I didn't know about any of this at the time when I was in radiation, so I started it all afterwards.
Right on. But you wouldn't believe how many doctors have to tell people, you don't understand, these things are so protective that they will stop the radiation treatment from working. And if they could stop the radiation treatment from working, if they're that powerful, why won't the same doctor tell you to take those things to avoid the condition?
Really?
Oh, you know, they
doesn't
can stop the radiation, but they can't stop cancer?
Wow. Wow, crazy. Any other questions out there tonight before we have to let Dave go to get his
comments as well?
I had a question, Pam.
Okay, yes. What's your name? Go ahead, sir.
I think he was asking his wife if she had a question.
Oh.
Dave, I have a question.
Okay.
This is Sandy. I'm in Clearwater, Florida.
Hey, Sandy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from joining on this conference call. It's very neat. My question is, what about heavy metals?
The chlorella is there to help detox the heavy metals.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that and one thing, Amy, we forgot to recommend, and that's the advanced probiotic blend.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
When you are having chemotherapy, the two things you can be taking extensively during that time is the advanced probiotic blend and the enzyme. And that way, as your cells are dying, as your body's getting rid of all these dead cells that the chemotherapy is causing, they're not going to pollute your body. You're going to help eliminate them. And I totally forgot. Thank you so much. What's the listener's name again?
Sandy.
Sandy, you're the best, man. I would have totally forgotten about that if you had not sparked my memory.
Oh. Okay.
Also, when I called you after radiation, you suggested the tropical oil also.
Well, the tropic oil is a sort of an antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial thing, and that was to help you defend against secondary infections.
Okay.
But it is not a primary part of cancer defense.
Okay.
Okay, we have time for one last question. Then I am headed to the airport for a lovely 14-hour flight.
Any other questions out there tonight? Jump right in.
Yeah, David, it's Marcel. How you doing?
Sure.
Hey, Marcel. The gentlemen are checking in.
The master amino acid pattern, was that mentioned?
The master amino acid is not something that I really am recommending during this time, simply because so many cancers use protein as food. And so I'm going to ask that you resist the master amino acid during this time. And in fact, I would reduce your overall consumption of protein simply for that reason, that so many cancers feed on phenylalanine and other proteins.
What about the argument of sugar and cancer together? The cherry juice wouldn't have that connection?
Yeah, absolutely. Your body runs on sugar. Your body needs sugar. It is white processed sugar that you need to avoid, not the sugars that naturally occur in fruits. But, of course, you do not ever want to overconsume even natural sugars, which you will not be doing with 3 to 4 pieces of fruit a day. And the cherry actually has less sugar than if you were to eat 3 or 4 pieces of fruit a day.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sticking out with us, Dave. I know you got to get rolling. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to the call. I want to remind everybody that this call will be available starting in the morning on the replay line. You can access that by calling area code 212-461-8900. 211. Again, the replay line number is 212-461-8911. This call will be available in your back office, again, starting in the morning. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link where you can just click on that and listen to it right there on your computer on the media player, or you can email that to a friend or loved one that you think might benefit from this information. So, again, thank you.
And remember, the information we gave you about chemotherapy and radiation was general information. There is more specific information. We didn't have time for this tonight, so don't be afraid to ask that question again.
Absolutely. Maybe we'll do another call all about, you know, general radiation and chemo protocols, or maybe surgery preparation protocols, because we didn't really get a chance to talk on that or touch on that tonight.
And before we talk on that, I am going to consult with my friend, Dr. Keith Block, who's the leading integrative oncologist in America. He actually was kind enough to write the foreword to my new book, The Green Food Bible. He treats thousands of cancer patients. He is a brilliant man. He created focused chemotherapy, which revolutionized chemotherapy. Instead of dosing the whole body, they're able to do a very small number of cells, which is really phenomenal. And before I do this, because remember, I only tell you what I really know, and what I don't know, I find out. My grandfather told me, son, you have two ears and two eyes. That means you should be learning four times ratio to what you're teaching, and I like to stick to that. So for every minute I'm talking to you, I'm spending a dozen minutes doing research, and I promise you that. I'm a humble guy. I don't know it all. I will find out for you, and I have phenomenal contacts. I am a great voice. I'm a great person to share the information with you. I certainly don't know everything, and it is only the ability that we could ever learn. And so I humbly tell you, I don't know all about radiation and chemotherapy, but I know the man who does. And the next time we talk, I will have researched this, and I'll have better answers for you.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you, Dave, for being with us all the way from Eastern Germany. And thank you, all of our callers and listeners, man, for joining us tonight. And we will be back with you same time, same place next week. So thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, David.
Have a safe trip back.
Bye.
It was awesome. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.